Thank you for joining us on Enjoying Everyday Life. You know, I love the Word of God because the Word changes us. It helps us, it gives us the power to be the person that God wants us to be. And when we begin to do things God's way, we begin to really love our life because everything He tells us to do or not to do is for our benefit. And I want to talk to you today about, are you positive or are you negative? Are you an optimist or a pessimist? Do you see the good in everything or do you see the problem in everything? Are you a thankful person? Do you thank God for the good things that He's done in your life or do you just complain about the things that He hasn't done in your life? Find the good in everything. It's a great gift to have. James 1, 2 through 4 says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Now, I just wonder really how many of us have the ability to do that. How many of us have grown to the point where we can actually do that, that when we're facing many trials, we can consider it joy. You know why He wants us to consider it joy? Because He wants us to believe that no matter what happens, something good will come out of it if we keep a good attitude. Because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Our one translation says patience. And I always say, well, they brought a lot of other things out of me before we ever got down to patience because I did not handle trials and tribulation very good. Let patience finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, lacking in nothing. So the Bible is actually saying that when we have these tests and trials, that eventually we will become a patient person. If God removed every one of them right away, then we wouldn't grow. So a lot of the tests that we go through in life are for our spiritual growth. We just don't realize it. And it says that when you have these and you learn to endure, you learn to be patient, that you'll be a perfect person lacking in nothing. So I guess really when you think about it, a person who is truly patient, they can endure anything because they know that on the other side of whatever the problem is going to be a blessing and they can enjoy their life while they're waiting because they are patient. No one enjoys difficulty, but looking for the good in every difficulty gives you hope and keeps you optimistic. Will you start doing that? Will you start purposely looking for the good in everything? You know, it is something that we have to do on purpose because normally we just see what's wrong and we complain about it. But we can look for what's good and be thankful for it. Romans 8, 28, all things work together for good. All things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. I love that scripture. I'm sure you love it. Anytime I, in a conference, I share that scripture from the platform, everybody claps and cheers. We love that because it gives us hope. Ephesians 5:20 says, always giving thanks, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, not just in everything, but for everything. You say, Joyce, you mean to tell me that I'm supposed to thank God for my problems? Well, yes. And the reason why is because we believe that the problem is going to work something good in us or something good is going to come out of it. It may not feel good right now, but it's going to work something good in us or work something good for us. You know, the Bible tells us when we have problems, if we will handle them God's way, and God's way is the important thing, if we will handle them God's way, we will receive a double blessing. So if you have a problem and you handle it God's way, in the end, God will give you double blessing. What you lost in the beginning. I don't know about you, but I love that kind of arithmetic. I'm going to read this scripture one more time, Ephesians 5:20. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything. Wow. Some of you, I'm sure, need to sit down when this program's over and have a little session with God and start thanking Him for some things in your life that may not make any sense to you. You might say, why in the world should I thank God for this? You do it by faith, believing His word. We can only do this if we believe that God can work something good out of anything. With God, all things are possible. A man named Cahill Gibrand said, the optimist sees the rose and not the thorns. The pessimist sees the thorns and is oblivious to the rose. Wow, that's so good. So good. I've written a book about the power of thank you, and I've got a whole chapter in it about these thorns and roses. You know, I think, why do roses have to have thorns? Well, you'll see there's a reason for these things. We don't have to deny that the roses have thorns, but we can be thankful for them if we realize that they make the rose all the more precious. You see, really, you couldn't appreciate light if you never had any darkness. You can't appreciate goodness if there's never any evil. There always has to be something to offset the other thing. I've come to believe, and I want you to listen to me, I've come to believe that we would have no appreciation of our gratitude for life's good times if we never experienced difficulty. Now, I said that, but I wrote out beside of it very good, so that means I'm going to have to read it to you again. I have come to believe, after walking with God for 45 years, I have come to believe that we would have no appreciation of or gratitude for the good things in our life if we never experienced any difficulty. Life has thorns, but it also has roses. Don't despise the thorns. Appreciate them because they make you appreciate the roses even more. Beauty for ashes, the Bible says, that God will give us. In Isaiah 61:3, the Bible says, it's prophesying about Jesus, and it says that He comes to comfort those who mourn, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. You know, if you've had ashes, you're going to really appreciate the beauty. If you know what it likes to mourn over a loss, you're going to really appreciate the comfort of God. I was abused sexually by my father and abandoned to that abuse by my mother, who knew what was happening. But God has used it to make me the person that I am today. And I really can't even say anymore, I'm sorry it happened, because I know that God has worked so much good out of it that it just doesn't matter anymore. God has completely healed me, and He's worked good out of it, and other people have been helped by it. He allowed my pain to become gain to so many other people. In Genesis 50:20, the Bible says, you intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done. You know, there may be things that you're going through right now that you just don't understand, and they're painful things, and they make no sense to you, and you think, God, why don't you deliver me from this? But how about if you thank God right in the midst of it? Even thank God for it. You say, wait a minute, Joyce, now that is ridiculous. I can't thank God for this. Well, you can if you believe that on the other side of it, something good is going to happen. You see, God can take terrible things and work good things out of them if you trust Him. Let me say it again. God can take terrible things, painful things, awful things. And if you're willing to turn your life over to God and do things His way, and the statement, do things His way, is very important. You know, one of the do things God's way that I had to do was completely forgive my mother and father and even take care of them in their old age. Well, there was nothing in me that wanted to do that, but I knew it was what God wanted. And if we do what God wants because we love Him, no matter how hard it is, God will give you double blessing for your former trouble. It's so exciting when you begin to see this. A complainer doesn't end up with double blessings. Someone filled with self-pity doesn't end up with double blessings. You know what? We've got the book, the Bible, and if you read the end of it, you see that we win. The story's already been told. When Jesus died on the cross, He said, "It is finished." He laid out the plan of salvation and a way for all of us to have a wonderful life. All we need to do is follow it. God has brought me through a lot. And as Daniel 3:27 says of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were delivered from the fiery furnace, I don't even smell like smoke. In other words, you can go through the fire and come out not scorched or burned and not even smelling like smoke. Who could look at my life now today and realize what I went through all those years as a child, or even how hard the ministry was in the beginning? Anybody who owns their own business or who has started a ministry, you know what it was like in the beginning. And a lot of people want to have the end, but they don't want to go through what you have to go through to get to the end. There's challenges in life. Not everything is easy. But I plead with you, do things God's way. Even when the right thing is not happening to you, you keep doing the right thing. Galatians 6:9 says, "Be not weary in well-doing. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not." You know what? If you'll keep doing what's right and you won't give up, and you'll keep doing what's right and you'll keep it up and keep it up and keep it up and keep it up, eventually you will break the power of the enemy. And if you can be thankful instead of murmuring and complaining, no matter what's going on in your life, there is power in thank you. Complaining and murmuring steals your strength. It weakens you. But being thankful adds power to your life. Can you imagine how mad it makes the devil when you've had a big problem thrown at you and you can still say, "God, even in the midst of this, I thank you. I thank you in it and I thank you for it, because I believe that some way, somehow, you're going to work through this and you are going to make me a better person." In Daniel 3:27, it says, "The satraps, the prefects, the governors, and the royal advisors crowded around Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, and they saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies, nor was a hair of their head singed. Their robes were not scorched, and they didn't even smell like smoke." It would be hard for you to even imagine the condition of my life and my soul when I finally turned my life over to Jesus. And you know what? You can go to church every Sunday for 50 years and never really turn your whole life over to Jesus. And He wants a full surrender. What are you holding back? What are you resentful about? Don't have resentment because of hard and difficult things that have happened to you in the past. Release them, give them to God, and trust Him to work something good out of it. So many people are angry and they're bitter and resentful because they feel like that God didn't help them when He could have. God is good. And everything He does can be worked out for good if we will just trust Him. I had thorns in my life for many years, and that was all I could see. Little did I know there were roses there too. I just had to see them. A man had a conversation with his 71-year-old father about life and growing through adversity. And this is what he said about that conversation. One of the last things that my father said before we got off the phone resonated so much with me that I wrote it down. Here's what he said. It's been my experience that most people aren't truly happy until they've had many reasons to be sad. I love that. You have to be looking in the Spirit and listening in the Spirit to get what I'm trying to say today. You can never be truly happy unless you've had many reasons to be sad. You know, I've gone through some very challenging things in my life, and I'm thankful for every day that I feel good. I'm thankful for every good night's sleep that I get. I'm thankful for every person that God brings into my life that loves me, because I know what it's like to not be loved and to be mistreated. I know what it's like to be used and abused, and I'm so grateful for what God has done in my life. And I don't think that I could have that gratitude if I hadn't gone through what I went through. I believe this is because it takes all of those bad days and hardships to teach us how to truly appreciate what we have. It builds our resilience. These are the reasons why we can thank God far and in everything. I know some of you are even mad at God because you prayed for a loved one and that was sick, and you prayed for them to live, and they didn't. They died. But you know, really, if they were a believer, they didn't really die. They just passed out of this realm and went into another one. And you're not really mourning for them. You're mourning for yourself. And you're mad at God because you didn't get what you wanted. But you could trust God that He always knows what He's doing. Even if it seems unfair or feels unfair, He always knows what He's doing. And you know what? No matter what you're going through right now, you may not realize it, but you have already got the victory. Romans 8, 35 through 37, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered like sheep being led to the slaughter. In other words, other people might look at your life and say, well, you talk about the goodness of God and all He's done for you, but you just look like a sheep being led to the slaughter. But He said, no, in all of these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. We know, you know what it means to be more than a conqueror? It means that we know that we have the victory before the battle ever begins. We can live without fear, because no matter what trouble comes our way, we know that in and with God, that it's going to end up okay. I've learned to say in the last couple of years, this is going to end well. This is going to end well. Don't be a pessimist, be an optimist. Look for the good in everything. 2 Corinthians 2:14, but thanks be to God who in Christ always leads us in triumph as trophies of Christ's victory, and through us spreads and makes evident the fragrance of the knowledge of God everywhere. Boy, when you handle things the way that God wants you to handle things, you get out in the world and you're like a sweet-smelling fragrance, because most people out there are just murmuring and grumbling and complaining about everything. There's power in being thankful, but grumbling just steals all your power. Job had terrible difficulties, perhaps more than any that all of us put together have ever experienced. I mean, he went through some awful stuff, but yet he could say, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end He will stand on the earth, and after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I myself will see Him with my own eyes, I and not another. How my heart yearns within me. That's so awesome. Right in the midst of all of his terrible trouble, he said, I know that my Redeemer lives, And I know the day is going to come when I'm going to stand in his presence and have victory over everything. Paul said, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. You know, you don't have to be afraid of death. There's nothing to be afraid of. If you're a believer, you don't really die. You just pass out of this realm and go into a much better place. Paul even said, for me, I would just as soon go and be with the Lord, but for your sake, I'll stay because I believe God still wants to use me in your life. You know what? This world has nothing in it that's going to totally satisfy us. So many people are discontented, and when I do teaching about being content, and we can see how many people are watching on Facebook and places like that, and it's amazing. I can tell by that so many people are discontented. They're looking for some kind of something to fulfill them. But let me tell you, as long as you're in this earth, you're never going to feel completely fulfilled, because this is not your home. Your home is in heaven, and you're just passing through here. And even if you live to be 100, that's like a drop of water in all the oceans of the world compared to eternity. Spend your time here and now getting ready for there, because that's where you're going to really live. Heaven is our home. Hallelujah. Don't expect to be totally content here, because this world does not have what you need. God does. Don't be afraid of death. Don't let it have any power over you. You know, some difficulties are just tests, just plain and simple. They're just tests, and God wants us to pass our tests. So when difficult things happen to you, I tell you, we have had so many repairs on our house this year. It's just getting to be ridiculous. We've lived in the house now like almost 15 years, and I guess it's come to the point where, I mean, air conditioners and chimney repairs and water getting into the house and just on and on and on. And boy, it'd be so easy to just crab and complain, but then I think, well, thank God we can have it fixed. Things can always be so much worse than what they are. So don't just think about how bad things are. Think about how worse they could be, and thank God that he's going to take care of the problem. Remember, when you're being tested, pass your test so you don't have to thank him again. Be a thankful person. Be an optimist, not a pessimist.